The Chevron Texaco Corporation is being sued by a group of Ecuadorians who claim the company contaminated groundwater in the Amazon jungle. Texaco, which merged with Chevron in 2001, was a pioneer in Amazonian oil drilling in the 1970s and 1980s. The company says it cleaned up after itself, and if anybody's to blame for polluting the Amazon, the Ecuadorians are at fault. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the city of Agua Agrio.
The rainforest of eastern Ecuador is a world-famous tourist destination, an ecosystem containing everything from pink dolphins to butterflies in psychedelic colors. But near the Colombian border, the forest is hardly unspoiled. 3 decades ago, the Ecuadorian government invited foreign companies to drill for oil in the sparsely populated jungle. Settlers followed the oil companies and cut down parts of the forest to plant yucca and corn. Now, many of those settlers accuse Texaco of spoiling the land. Benigno Martinez pokes a stick into the rain-softened soil near his house, and a brown, oily gunk seeps out. He lives in a clearing near one of Texaco's abandoned wells. He says the company used to dump a toxic brew of oily wastewater into a 2-acre pit here. Later, the pit was covered with dirt and became a soccer field. But Martinez says it's still toxic. Whenever it rains, this stuff comes out, and it smells like an animal died, he says. Martinez is scheduled to be one of the witnesses in the lawsuit brought by Cristobal Bonifaz, an Ecuadorian by birth, naturalized U.S. citizen, and lawyer.
Texaco came here, and Texaco didn't have to do this. There's nowhere in the United States where Texaco would have dumped the wastes into a 3-acre or 4-acre or 10-acre pond. All that extra oil that came out that was dumped here should have been reinjected into the ground by any standard in the United States.
The lawsuit maintains that Texaco dumped oil waste into more than 600 pits in this region and that the result is contaminated water, illness, and social disruption. It calls on the company to clean things up and to provide drinking water and medical services to the locals, all of which could cost over $1 billion. Chevron Texaco spokeswoman Mary Pat Sexton says the suit is unfounded.
When the company left in 1992, there was a $40 million remediation program that was undertaken by Texaco, and the government of Ecuador, four of the municipalities, and Petroecuador, the majority partner, released Chevron Texaco from all claims.
Sexton doesn't deny the presence of contamination in the region, but she questions the claim that Texaco is responsible.
We haven't operated there for 13 years. Therefore, anything that's in the field right now is not something that we could really clearly give you a rationale as to why it is what it is. You need to talk to Petroecuador about that.
Indeed, the Ecuadorian National Oil Company continues to operate many of the wells originally drilled by Texaco. While the locals blame Texaco for the region's environmental degradation, they often cite recent spills and leaks as evidence. The plaintiffs say this is fair because Texaco developed these wells with outdated, environmentally unsound methods. Manuel Payares is a biologist who gathered evidence for the lawsuit. He says it wouldn't make sense to sue Petroecuador, even though it was Texaco's partner during the 70s and 80s.
In this country, they made Petroecuador more a political entity more than a productive entity. The government is drawing all the money out of Petroecuador for other purposes, and they have no money.
Jura, señor Yepes, decir la verdad con claridad, exactitud y precisión.
Judge Alberto Guerra Bastidas swears in a witness in his office here in the modest court building in the chaotic frontier town of Lago Agrio. Anti-Texaco bumper stickers have been stuck on the courthouse stairway, and plaintiffs elbow their way into the judge's office to hear the testimony.
Segunda pregunta. Explique el testigo cuál fue la metodología que se utilizó.
The plaintiffs fought long and hard to have the trial in New York, but in 2002, a U.S. appeals court sent the case to Ecuador. As part of that ruling, Chevron Texaco recognized the jurisdiction of the Ecuadorian courts, but the company's lawyers have refused to say whether that means they'll obey the verdict. That verdict is expected sometime next year. Martin Costi, NPR News, Lago Agrio, Ecuador.